sleeping soundly, little hobbitsies. What a dainty dish they'll be for her. She's hungry, oh yes she is, precious. Nothing to eat except for a few skinny old horses for weeks. But they'll be sweeter meat, little hobbitsies. Oh, yes. But when she throws away the bones and the empty garments, we shall find it. We shall get it. A reward for poor Smeagol, who brings nice food. And we'll save the precious, as we promised. Ooh, yes. And when we've got it safe, then she'll know it. Oh, yes, we'll pay her back, my precious. We'll pay everyone's back. Poor master. Sleeping so peacefully. Poor little hobbitses.
What are you up to? Pawing at Mr. Frodo.
Nothing. Nice master.
Don't say. Where have you been to, sneaking off and sneaking back, you villain?
Sneaking? Hobbitses? Oh, so polite, yes. Oh, nice hobbitses. Smeagol brings them up secret ways that nobody else could find. Tired is, thirsty is, and he guides them. And he searches his for paths, yes. And they say, Snake.
I'm sorry, but you startled me out of my sleep. And I shouldn't have been sleeping, and that made me a bit sharp. Sorry. Where have you been?
Snaking.
Oh, very well. Have it your own way. I don't suppose it's so far from the truth. And now, we'd better all be sneaking along together. What's the time? Is it today or tomorrow?
It's tomorrow. Oh, this was tomorrow when the hobbitses went to sleep. Very foolish, very dangerous. If poor Smeagol wasn't sneaking about to watch.
I think we shall get tired of that word very soon. Well, never mind, I'll wake the master up. Wake up, Mr. Frodo.
Sir?
Mr. Frodo, wake up.
What?
Oh, dear. Calling me early, Auntie Sam? It's still dark.
It's always dark here. But Gollum's come back, and he says it's tomorrow. So we must be walking on. Last lap.
Ah, the last lap. Hello, Smeagol.
No.
Have you found any food? Have you had any rest?
No food. No rest. Nothing for Smeagol. He's a snake.
Now, Smeagol, don't take names to yourself.
Smeagol has to take what's given to him. Hmm? He was given that name by kind Master Samwise, the hobbit that knows so much.
I did use the word, sir, waking up out of my sleep. Sir.
Yes.
I said I was sorry, but I soon won't.
Yes, let it pass, then. But now, we seem to have come to the point, don't we, you and I, Smeagol?
Master?
Can we find the rest of the way ourselves? I mean, you've done what you promised. And you are free. Free to go back to food and rest, wherever you wish to go, except to the servants of the enemy. And one day I may reward you. I, or those that remember me.
No, not yet. No. Hobbitses can't find the way themselves, can they? No, indeed. There's the tunnel coming. No rest, no food. Not yet. Follow, Smeagol.
Ooh. That smell, it's getting stronger and stronger.
There's the cave. There it is. This is the way in. This is the entrance to the tunnel.
I've never known so foul a stench.
Is this the only way, Smeagol?
Yes, 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 we must go this way. Now, now.
You mean to say you've been through this hole? Whew, but perhaps you don't mind bad smells.
He doesn't know what he minds, does he? Precious. Oh, no, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. But Smeagol can bear things, yes. Yes, he's been through. Oh, yes. Right through. It's the only way.
And what makes the smell, I wonder? It's like, well, I wouldn't like to say. Some beastly hole of the orcs, I'll warrant, with 100 years of their filth in it.
Well, orcs or no, if it's the only way, we must take it.
I've never known such darkness. Not even in the mines of Moria.
Feel your way along the wall.
Come along, little hobbitses, come along.
There's more than one passage here. It's as orc-like a place as ever there could be.
Yes, but there's only one main way. Mm. Only I don't know how much of this I can stand.
Ooh, ooh, something is brushing against this with some kind of hanging growth. And that smell's getting worse, if ever it can be worse.
It feels as if we've been in here for hours.
Careful, Sam.
There's a great opening in the rock on the side here.
And I nearly fell down it.
This is where it all comes from. The stench and the peril.
Up you come. Now, let's get past it, quick. Wait. The path forks. For the life of me, I can't tell which is the wider way.
Which way has Gollum gone? And why didn't he wait?
Smeagol? Smeagol?
He's really gone this time, I fancy.
We'll take the left-hand way. Come on.
I guess this is just exactly where he meant to bring us. If I ever lay hands on you again, Gollum, you'll be sorry for it.
The way's blocked. Something's fallen across it. We must take the other.
And quick. There's something looking at us.
Let's get back to the other turn.